CliffCentral.com.
This morning, Beyond Bitcoin is with Brett Hope Robertson, who's the head of investments at Revex, and we're going to chat to him about a couple of things that are going on. First of all, Brett, it's good to see you on a day where we are above $20,000 for the Bitcoin again. Thank God. We've been hovering around here for a long time, but at least it's above instead of in the 19s, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Gareth.
Good.
Normally, I'm the bearer of bad news when I come on, yeah.
No, I know, and I know
it
how...
It seems to be a good day, right?
I know how it irritates you guys when all I do is start off with the Bitcoin price, but let's talk about the new regulation in South Africa, because I saw this, I got a notification on my phone, actually, on, when was it, Friday, about this new regulation.
Yeah.
They've actually tabled something in the Government Gazette around Bitcoin. So what is this all about, and how does it affect us?
Yeah, so, I mean, finally it's here, right? It's been taking a while, but we finally got crypto regulation in South Africa, and classic, you know, South African style, we didn't know if it was going to take 5 years, 5 days, or be yesterday, right?
Right.
So we kind of always knew it was coming, and last week, Wednesday, actually, it was the 19th of October, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, which, big words, but it's basically the FSCA, which most people know it as, declared cryptocurrencies to be this regulated product. Now, don't really have to bore everyone with the specifics on this, but basically what it means is that cryptocurrencies are going to be treated much the same as your securities, your average securities like stocks.
Uh-huh.
And this allows platforms like Revex to finally be able to obtain licenses in South Africa to become these regulated financial service providers. So it's really, it's an amazing thing for the industry. Revex has been waiting for this for quite some time and been prepping for it for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, a lot of people are asking, you know, what happens for me? How does this affect me? But outside of the obvious, now that it's treated like a stock, your taxes are very much the same as a stock, which you should have been doing with crypto already from the beginning. Other than that, you know, there's quite an amazing end consumer protection that comes in with this, right? These providers now have to abide by the exact same regulatory framework as normal brokerages or normal financial service providers. So you get put under the same scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of means greater protection for your customers, greater transparency, and hopefully this trust starts to come back into this industry again, because, you know, we've seen a couple of clients put money into these fly-by-night brokerages that are here one day and gone the next, especially in South Africa. We've seen a couple of them pop through.
And a lot of people have been ripped off by them.
Yeah, exactly. And this won't happen, not to say it won't happen again, but these people will be unlicensed, which is kind of your first flag, right? As a consumer coming into this. So, you know, from Revex's client perspective, nothing really changes. We've always kind of had this regulatory first approach to our business. So your anti-money laundering and your customer rules are, we've already imposed the exact regulations that South Africa imposes on all financial institutions. So for our customer, nothing really changes on that side. We've already actually applied for our licenses ahead of this announcement, but you will actually only be able to, so funny enough, you'll only be able to add crypto to your license come June 2023.
Oh, okay.
And the reason they've done this is so that your signers can't just pop up tomorrow and start listing crypto products and basically kill the industry.
Aha. They're going to give some other people a chance here instead of letting the big guys come in like a 40-pound gorilla in the room and smash everyone else to pieces. I like that.
Exactly, which is actually pretty impressive from them, I think.
Yeah, because usually big business and government side with each other. So that is good news. All right, so Brett, let's talk about the Bitcoin uncoupling from tech stocks issue, because people are always trying to put things into trends. We're trying to look for patterns. It's something I spoke to Timothy Maurice about just now. Are there any patterns here? Because what we have seen in the past is that there was some correlation, either an inverse or an actual correlation between Bitcoin and certain things. People were comparing it with gold, people were comparing it with stocks, people were comparing it with the dollar. So is there any connection at the moment? Because we know that the tech stocks like Google and Facebook and, you know, Tesla, you could call a tech stock as well. You know, it was kind of roughly correlating to those. Are we still connected to that trend?
Yeah, so it's a fascinating question. And as you said, it has disconnected from these tech stocks, which is interesting because, you know, we've always heard Bitcoin and said, hey, it's the digital gold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done since basically the beginning of 2022, it's pretty much moved in lockstep with your tech stocks, with your Amazons, etc. And it's tracked it kind of perfectly. And I think this is first and foremost because a lot of investors in uncertain times view crypto, and Bitcoin gets lumped into that obviously, as a risk on asset and a technology first and foremost. And they miss the part of Bitcoin actually possibly being a commodity, a digital commodity at least. And I think that viewpoint is starting to shift among investors. We've kind of seen this correlation to tech stocks pretty much halve in the last few months. And what happens now is that that halving has actually moved it towards a correlation with gold. So the correlation with gold is picking up quite heavily. And I think what it does is it kind of restores this viewpoint that Bitcoin is a digital gold and a safe haven asset, possibly for future generations.
Right.
And in this time of uncertainty, you get Bitcoin standing there basically, you know, putting up its hand saying, hey guys, I'm a safe haven. I'm an option for you. I'm a diversification option. And I'm a pretty powerful one at that, right? And I think that's why we see a lot of fund managers actually adding Bitcoin to their portfolios worldwide. So if the smart money is doing it, it's something I think every day people should really consider going forward.
Absolutely. And people are desperate to find somewhere for their money to either stay as much as it is in terms of value or grow. And God knows it's been a rough ride on the markets. Property, it's been a tough time on stocks. It's been a tough time with pretty much everything. So I think maybe gold and Bitcoin are not looking so bad after all.
No, exactly. I think it's definitely a possibility going forward that, you know, this whole market reverses. I just don't see how the US can keep rising rates.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen what it's done to the dollar, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, what's happened, it's crushed other fiat currencies around the world. Look at the Rand, it's getting absolutely smoked.
For sure.
Economies around the world are getting smoked. And I think they're going to inevitably be the demise of everyone if they carry on doing what they're doing. And I think that they won't, they'll see that closer to the fact than people think. I think they might reverse their policies a lot quicker than people realize, which is then a very huge positive for the markets in general, but especially your Bitcoins and golds, because we know what happens when they reverse. That money printer turns back on, and your hard assets are the ones you kind of need to jump into.
Just quickly before we go, before we let you go, does all of this regulation that you were talking about just a minute ago, the South African regulation that's going to be brought in, does this in some way inhibit or impact the trader who's working at home, just buying and selling crypto? Does it impact them in a negative way? Do they have to do it now through something else, through someone else?
No. So they would be trading through a brokerage already, right? They would be trading through Revex, or Luno, or Valor. Mm-hmm. Those will become licensed financial service providers, so they can continue trading through them. What it does do is, if they are a trader, that will fall under income tax. They're buying and selling, and their gains and losses, because it's a financial product. But this is something that people should have been doing already. The kind of blueprint from SARS on this was always treat it as you would treat a stock.
And what do we get taxed on that? What's the number?
Until regulation comes out. On income tax,
mm-hmm.
It'll be added to your income tax. So it'll just be added to your income tax, 28% of that.
All right. That's great. Another way to pay government. I just love it. All right. I knew eventually I'd get their dirty little hands into the crypto world. All right, Brett. Thanks,
man. On a decentralized system, they got their hands on it.
God knows. This is what we were trying to avoid, but they managed to get into the trough. They always do. All right. Thanks, Brett. Very nice to see you.
Take it easy, Brett.
Cheers,
you
man.
Too. Cheers, guys.
Brett
Cheers.
Hope Robertson, and he is with Revex. You can find out more by going to revex.com. It's the smart way to invest in crypto. And for more information, head over to their website. You can also follow them on social media at Revex Invest. It allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. And we are looking at Bitcoin around $20,251 right now as we speak. CliffCentral.com.